clearly see. I was drunk, dude. I mean, it just was coming off of me, dude. Out of my pore everywhere. Bernie, I was fucking smashed. And so they didn't put me in no handcuffs, but I sat in the back of the car next to him. He took us to the Lockport fucking jail. Itty bitty place, dude. It's smaller than Braidwood's, dude.
I've never been to Braidwood.
They set me on a metal fucking folding chair and handcuffed me to a pole coming up out of the concrete. High as fuck, trying to read the newspaper upside down.
But they never searched me. I had an eighth in my pocket and a big old brass pipe in my pocket. Never searched me. We walk into the police station. They said, you can have a seat right there. And I sat down, and they took Willie through two doors, and I watched him go through these two doors. And I sat there, and I'm looking at the window, and ain't nobody at the window. And I'm looking down the hall, and I'm looking at that window. I'm looking down the hall, and I said, well, I'm not arrested. I'm not in cuffs. I ran down 9th Street, dude. Just run it. I got into the neighborhood's cut over to him, to his uncle's house, hanging out the window, and I woke up his cousin. I was like, they got Willie. Who got Willie? The cops. Where are you at? I said, his truck's over here. They got him.
Damn.
He said the police report. It said Mr. Brazier found his own way home. They was going to give me a ride. But I'm sitting there with that bull in that eighth going, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to go to jail. You know, I'm like 23, 24. I don't want to go to jail. I'm drunk, man. I want to go home.
Right. I want to go to sleep right now.
It was funny, man. I just kept looking at that window, and no cop came, man. I'm looking back, and no cop coming this way. I just looked at that door. I said, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
They called my mom at work. She worked at the rack. Of course, I'm handcuffed and shit. I'm fucking baked. I hear a car. Brum, 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 brum. I'm like, my mom's here. He's like, how can you tell? I just said, you hear that car? Yeah, that's my mom. She comes in. Karen's dad arrested me.
Karen's dad was a cop? Yeah. No shit for where?
Braidwood.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Wow.
You know who Delaney is, don't you?
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He got me one day, man, on this fucking strip mine road. I pulled into your dad's bar. Before I even knew anybody down here, man, I was in my 20s delivering ice. Just left Angelo's, man. And I was heading to your fucking club to give him some ice. I did the clubs out here. Actually, I was going to fucking Lake Will, then to your club, and then down to the fucking South Willie, yeah, and the other South Willie. Yeah. I delivered all the ice down here. He fucking pulled me over. No insurance in the car. No registration in the fucking truck. I'm like, dude, it's not mine. He's like, you're supposed to have them. You're a driver, right? I was like, well, obviously I'm in the seat. You know, I'm driving. You know, I'm young, dude. It was only Class C, dude. It was my first driving gig, man. And he takes me down to the fucking Wilmington, dude. Handcuffs me inside her little fucking place. I'm like, dude, is this necessary? He's like, well, you're under arrest. I said, for what? He was illegally driving a truck. So how am I illegally driving a fucking truck? So my license fucking fitted. He goes, you don't have insurance. You don't have the registration. The plates are expired. I don't know what's in the back of it. I'm sitting there thinking, ice, motherfucker. Says Jefferson Ice on the side of it, man. Delaney's an asshole. Made me sit there, dude, until the fucking owner came down out of fucking Chicago. That's where he was at, the big plant in Chicago. Yeah. He had to come all the way to Wilmington with a registration and insurance card.
Bailed your ass out.
Bailed me out. I didn't have to bail me out. He had to bail the fucking truck out.
Right.
They impounded the truck, man. But Brown's towing came over and got the fucking truck.
Once he came down, everything was
he was able to release me.
Yeah.
He couldn't release me because I was responsible for the fucking truck.
Right.
And I'm sitting there thinking, man, you motherfucker, man. Handcuffed like a fucking criminal. I didn't do a goddamn thing. Owner comes and he starts laughing at me, man. Because I'm fucking handcuffed right there. He's looking at me through the little, you know how Wilmington's little jail cell, you can see right through. You walk in, you got the window and that door, and the seats are right there. Yep. That's where I was at, man. He's just sitting there looking at me going, fuck you. I'm over like, got me handcuffed.
It's still Wilmington's version of the drunk tank, and that's where I sat for a couple hours until I got picked up.
I hate Delaney. I hated that motherfucker. Lions was pretty cool. Hated Delaney.
I don't know, man. They all changed now.
I don't know.
That bitch cop.
Oh, man.
Then she retired?
No, there's a new one. The hot one? She got in her accident?
The hot one?
She's a fucking raging cunt.
The hot one?
I don't fucking know. She
Wilmington
like a
had
fucking
a fucking hot cop.
I know there was one named Rhonda. She was a bitch.
Well, when Cherish got in her accident on River Road. She called and said
River Road in 55?
No.
53.
No.
No, right there, right where you turn in to go to Medewin.
Yeah.
That's not Wilmington. That's Will County.
Oh, Wilmington showed up.
Well, it depends on how far in you are. They'll show up.
Well, anyway.
Well, I mean, they got the right to show up and detain you, but, I mean, that's Will County. Mm-hmm. Wilmington don't start until you turn either on...
That's
past
what,
the pheasant farm, when you turn the corner, Wilmington starts there, and then as soon as you cross over that first little creek between the two farm fields and that new neighborhood, that's where Wilmington's all at.
Okay.
They're not supposed to be on...
Okay.
On North River Road at all.
Yeah.
That's all unincorporated Will County.
Well, she was gonna
technically, that's government land.
She was going to arrest me.
That's the IDNR bullshit.
And, yeah, it's the arsenals.
Yeah.
Arsenal owned all that. Yeah. All that is the conservation, it's all part of the arsenal.
Brown Stowing showed up. She told him to hook the car. I stood in front of the car. I said, "You ain't hooking shit. I didn't fucking call you. You can take your little fucking piece of shit truck and leave." Well, why you gotta be a dick? I said I was born that way. Why you gotta be a fucking asshole? You know, we're bickering back and forth. She almost arrested me. The other fucking Wilmington cop showed up. He fucking brought down the fucking flatbed.
Yeah.
Hit my legs with the flatbed. Slammed it in the fucking front end of Cherish car. I'm like, "You just hit my fucking car. I'm suing you." It was a fucking fuck show.
But yeah, Wilmington showed up one night over there with me and Mary Jo. I was all lit up.
Oh, yeah, I remember that night.
I was bailed the fuck out and drunk.
Dude, you called off 2 days in a row from Parks.
I was fucked
He's
up.
He's gone
already.
For 2 days. You're
I was
Ron.
Fucked up.
Oh.
Fondant pills, weed, and booze don't mix. 5 cops were in my living room. I looked right at him. I said, "I'm not going nowhere with you guys." He goes, "Sir, you're either going to go in the ambulance or you're going to go to jail." I said, "Let me get my boots on." I turned to walk up and goes, "What do you need?" I said, "Because it's 1 charge, 2 charge, 3 charge, 4 charge. Ain't going to hit you because you're a woman. 5 charges. Started laughing. Because, bro, I was just fucking just a swag. They just started. As soon as I said, "I ain't going to hit you because you're a woman," there's a charge. I mean, they all started cracking up. And you know, that lady cop goes, "Ron, do you really want to go to jail?" I said, "Not for hitting you." She goes, "Well, you don't want to hit these guys, do you?" I said, "They touch me." She started laughing. She's the one to calm me down, man. Because I kept thinking.
Well, they were laughing because you know they knew you were.
Oh,
fucked
yeah,
up.
It was just a. Without a.
They knew you were. Because
I was,
up.
But I was just, "Oh, fuck it, like this, dude. Let me get my boots on."
My boots, hold on.
But my mind, I was like this, you know.
Yeah.
10 foot tall, bulletproof. But yeah, she calmed me down, man, because I kept thinking, "Man, I fucking bend you over." She was hot, man.
Now you
she
got
was.
That trunkness coming out, thinking.
No, I had my dick thinking. Bitch is hot. She was turning me on in them fucking BDUs. She was all in black, man. I was sitting there thinking, "Man,
fucking Naldo,
you look nice." She was a blonde too. I like blondes.
You ready?
Are cool.
You ready to hunt this year?
Yeah.
You ready?
No, cause I ain't got. I threw my shit away.
Why'd you throw your shit away?
He was high.
Probably.
I was not high, man. It was too many garbage bags. They all look the same. I just didn't realize one was real light. Should have known better when I said, "Damn, that fucking thing is light."
A little too many hits.
No.
You ready, Bernie?
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
You ready to hunt?
I was ready to hunt when we seen that fucking guy get hit by that motorcycle. Or that motorcycle get hit by that fucking truck. Seen that big ass buck out in the fucking field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would have dropped that thing.
He was nice. nice fucking wide ass fucking rack over his ears.
He's nice.
He was running from us, Kendall. He had been chasing a doe.
That early?
He was steady running.
Really?
It wasn't because he was walking on the side of the road. He could have jumped into the cornfield.
He didn't give a shit about nothing around him.
Nope.
No. He was steady fucking running, and then he fucking, boom, right.
So would you say that's fucking a good sign?
Yeah. Because if he was running from us, he would have just gone right into the cornfield.
Right.
He ran a good fucking 100 yards.
Yeah, he
and then went around the fucking corner of the cornfield.
He ran your block pretty much, I would say. Before the curve.
So he knew his route where he was going.
Oh, yeah. He was chasing something. Mm-hmm. So that's telling me either one went into early estrus, which don't mean nothing really. You know, I mean, it's just.
It happens.
Right. It's just, you know, because right now it's pre-rut, pretty much, you know. All the velvet's gone.
Was it?
Yeah, he had no velvet.
He just started out real dark chocolate went to vanilla.
All the velvet was gone.
He had a sexy ass fucking rack on him.
Ooh.
Which that shouldn't be because it's still September.
Right.
You know, and it was what? That was 2 weeks ago,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was early September. So he shouldn't have had all his velvet gone, but all the velvet was gone. His rack was filled out. He was nice.
Yeah.
And he was steady, just a poof.
He was hauling balls, boy.
He was, man.
He was steady hauling.
He wasn't trying to get to the corner to get away from us.
No, by no means. He was chasing some shit.
Yep, he was sniffing the air as he was gone.
So, Bernie, we getting you to come down 2 days early?
Don't know yet.
Don't know yet?
Don't know yet.
Yeah, you are. At least one day.
I told him, I said, I ain't fucking sleeping in no fucking hotel. He's like, why not? I said, because I'll get used to the hotel, and then I'll have to go to that fucking little shitbox shed.
Oh, then we'll sleep in the truck.
Well, that means he'd be sleeping in
his
car.
Serious. I'll sleep in the fucking, we got a trailer going, dude. I'll sleep in the fucking trailer.
You could find room. We had that motherfucker packed
last year. We had a pack last year.
Think about it. All the stands would be up.
Well, Dad, and you got to think, too. Don's riding himself down. He's got his own shit that he's going to have in his own car.
Wasn't going to ride with you to begin with?
No.
Then the motherfucker, you take it 2 days.
You take it 2 days.
I'll tell the wife that the knee knocker will be all ready for her when she gets back because of the dominancy down there. That you can afford the 2 days off.
Well, I mean, he did say how many days you got. Come on. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to take a pay loss either, so.
If you got a motherfucking 11 days with pay. He's taking 2 days.
Well, then if you take a vacation day as a personal day, it's what? Automatic 10-hour pay, isn't it?
Yeah, anytime you take vacation, it's automatically 10 hours.
So you're getting 10 hours regardless, not 8.
Yeah, but I'm
like
still
me and Ron
a week's vacation, though.
Yeah, I've had it since August 5th.
So it won't hurt you to take 2 days, neither.
No.
See, it's going to hurt me. I don't give a fuck.
It might hurt a little bit, but it ain't going to kill.
If you use two vacation days.
Well, no. My vacation's already planned
for
the trip.
That's week's vacation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you fucking.
That's the 16th through whatever the fuck it is. Monday through Friday.
I got you. You don't
16th
have no
through the 20th.
Yeah.
So how many days you actually get at that place, man? Is that place worth staying at? Because from what I'm seeing, it ain't worth
January,
staying at.
Come January, you get 5 days. You get.
So, all right, say you're there January and you quit in February. Do you got to pay those 5 days back?
No.
Okay. Say, you know, like no parset. How they would take you to, you didn't earn them.
Right.
Motherfucking bullshit, bitch. Coming to this place every day. This should be day for day.
Well, that and yours is already pre-approved per interview, so.
Right, I ain't worried about, I'm not worried even about not getting paid that week. I'm going to see if it's worth staying that place. Because so far, man, I've been there over three motherfucking months now, and I ain't got one goddamn thing about no insurance.
That takes a little bit. Yeah, you'll be getting it soon.
I should have got it before the motherfucking end of my 3 months.
No.
Yeah. They should have been starting to send me some shit about it. Doof, doof,
doof. Well, should have, yeah, but it's a process. Now, you also got to think, we got that COVID, everybody drinking that Kool-Aid. Everything's been slowed down now.
What about fucking Kool-Aid, motherfucker?
I got my sick day, right?
Huh?
You should have some sick days. You should have some sick days. You should have two.
How many? How many you get?
You get one every 2 months.
Until January 1st. Once January 1st hits, then you get all five.
So you get one every 2 months. From the very first. So as soon as you get hired.
2 months from that date, you should get one.
So at 60 days, you get one.
After your probation.
I've had one.
Yeah, after your probation.
This whole motherfucking time, I've had one.
You've had one.
Motherfuckers, man.
Well, we didn't want to stay shit.
All you have to do is ask.
Maybe.
So 60 days, you get a sick day.
Yeah.
So I've been there 90 days.
So you'll get another one in another.
In October.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have a sick day.
So those 2 days that you take off to go down early, you got 6 days for.
No, you get paid. 2 more days.
why do I feel parsec coming on?
Well, no. Because
you already told me, man. You might as well call off 2 days because 2 days in a row get you one letter.
Hey, but if you haven't used those sick days and you call off, they're going to use those sick days.
Oh, no, that's bullshit.
That's what I said, too.
That's bullshit.
I said that to Katie. I was like, that ain't right.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I want to take a regular just day unpaid off because I got to save this paid day.
Right.
They can't force you. I had one left at the time.
They can't force you to use a sick day.
But they said, no, we use them until, you know, you don't have them. So that way you're covered and nothing happens, you know.
It makes sense.
No, it don't.
No. It does, but it doesn't. You know, if you want to fucking take the day, you know, call off a day, you're not missing pay. They're covering that. But in a sense, like you said, you should be able to use it whenever you want to fucking use it.
Right.
Yes.
Not when they dictate.
I can see both sides.
I don't see the other side at all. I don't see it at all because it's my sick day.
Yeah.
You know,
and
sick day.
And you don't want to use it. You want to use it just regular infraction.
Right. Give me the motherfucking letter. Don't pay me. Give me the letter. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Because the first one's only
a sick day. See, now it makes me take fucking two days before. Work Monday and that's it. You know, right. One day paycheck, I'd be like, God damn, that sucks.
You're a fucking brilliant brainstorm there, Ron.
Ron's full of them.
Ain't no brainstorm, man. It's reality. You're burning out, I don't want to work no more.
I mean, who wants to work nowadays, especially doing something that you don't love? I'd rather do something I love.
But unfortunately, we don't have the funds to start up what we love to do.
Not yet.
I do.
Well, see, that's why we're, you know, kind of Bernie being the ambassador of Outdoor Renegade here, you know. He's kind of been a mouth here and talking, and then, you know, with my connections, talking. So we're slowly getting, you know, on the right path to get to where we got to go.
Here's the thing, man. Years ago, it was hard to do shit like that. Now you got all this fucking bullshit right here in our fucking faces.
Oh,
man,
the internet. The social media.
You put that shit on fucking YouTube. All it takes is somebody say, God damn, that dude popped a fucking good deer. Get a hold of him. Next thing you know, you're fucking making videos.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Put it this way,
but
man.
But you got to be consistent
about
it.
You know
how if you're consistent
Buck Commander
about it,
and Duck Commander got where they are today?
Dude, they worked their ass off.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
He could have had the fucking high life. He could have had the fucking high life. You know what his dad was?
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah, I do. He was a starting quarterback for his college.
Guess who the second string was?
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw was second string to
really?
Fill the fucking
yes.
Option. Yes. He could have had the high
life. Well, see, then again, I don't follow, you know, NFL and sports and stuff like that, so
I didn't
know that.
I actually have Phil's book at home.
Okay.
And it talks about it. And back in the day when they first started up, he was a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He was stepping out on Miss K and all kinds of shit.
Really?
He said on the, this is how I found out, it was because of Duck Dynasty. He was talking one day about, the dude was asking him, you know, why did he do all this and that? And he goes, well, you know, I could have been an NFL star, or however he put it. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, Terry Bradshaw was second to me. He starts saying how he'd fucking come showing up late to practice with feathers all over him, smelling like fucking dead duck.
Yeah.
Hunting was more, that's how I am. Hunting's more important than being a job.
Hunting's more important.
When I was in the labor's union, see ya. I'll take the layoff. Do the September, yeah, I know. I gotta get ready, man.
How many jobs did you walk away from hunting?
A lot, dude.
Yeah?
A lot.
When did it start?
I lost a fucking wife over hunting. She told the judge, my first wife, man. The judge asked, why do you want a divorce? And she goes, I can't keep him out of the woods and off the lake. He goes, what do you mean? All he wants to do is hunt in the wintertime. And all he wants to do is fish in the summertime. And the judge goes, does he drink? No. Does he do drugs? No. He goes, well, so what's the problem? He's never home. He's either in a tree or on a boat.
The judge didn't really have an argument for her. She's like, you're stupid.
Well, probably. No, he was trying to tell me that, at least the dude's not getting fucked up and beating you or cheating on you. You know? The judge looked at me and she goes, you want a divorce? I said, yeah. And he goes, why? I said, a couple months hunting season. July 28th, I got divorced.
Well, he was on your side.
I was like, yeah, we can get this shit over with. I got to quit coming here. Judge just kind of, he just shook his head and said, okay. Oh, you two are divorced.
It's like some of them picture memes that float around on Facebook and whatnot. Many jobs and wives have been lost to this.
Yes,
and it's a picture of a guy with, you know, a bow walking out into the woods.
Or a fishing pole,
yeah.
My senior year, dude, we needed 21 credits to graduate. My senior year, I had 11. I needed 10 credits because of hunting. Because sophomore and junior, I would ditch to go hunt. Afternoon hunts. My mom had to drop me off, man, at the fucking... Right at this, she walked to the fucking, watched me walk in, man. She got out of the car and walked to the door with me. I'd go to first period and right out the other door, and the neighbor was already out of high school. He was hunting. School hunting today, okay?
Okay.
I'll meet you at Burger King, cross street from West, that fucking after second hour, okay?
My dad
would be in my day one.
My dad would have beat my ass.
Be in my day one. Oh, dude, I would never graduate if my mom and dad had bought the house out here.
Yeah.
Right, dude, down here, are you where Smiley Road's at?
Yeah.
You go down there, and one of those houses on the right-hand side as you're going down,
yeah.
My dad almost bought it. Right in front of the power plant.
Really?
He was going to buy one of them, but he never moved. He never decided to
stay.
So
you definitely would have never.
Oh, I would have never graduated.
You would have never seen a light
because,
of day.
Because he retired when I was a freshman in high school. And if he would have moved there...
Came over for Ron.
Well, you see me today, dude. I mean, I asked both of you, man. You want to go explore? Either one of you asked me, I'm going to go explore.
Well, I didn't hear you ask that.
When I was in a tree stand, I kept looking over at that. I said, you want to go explore?
Oh, when you walked off that way?
Yeah. I want to go over there more. I want to get behind those fucking white birches. I want to see what's behind it. We got to see what's behind it. To know what we're getting into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we can't go back there.
Who says we can't go back there?
We can't go back there.
They don't see you go in there. They don't know you're there.
Fucking right.
I mean, it's like the military,
he's
man.
He's going to end up blowing his hunting season and getting arrested for trespassing and shit.
Something.
It's like the military, man. Don't ask, don't tell.
But we ain't military, man.
Sure we are. We're all patriots.
Yeah.
You don't have to
and we're in
serve
camo.
Your government.
We're in camo.
To be a fucking patriot.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Military
that
is
was weak.
A government word.
I'm just getting warmed up.
He says, I'm just getting warmed up.
It's just a government word.
Pretty much. It's just a piece of paper saying they own you.
The militia.
Yeah.
Like he told me, I asked him, I said, why would you join a fucking army for a country that don't give a fuck about you? He goes, to protect people like you. I said, oh, no, dude. My constitution protects me, not you. He didn't know what to say.
He was dumbfounded him.
He was stumped.
Who's that?
Huck.
Huckabee.
Oh, fuck him.
He
walked out.
Ron dumbfounded him for the straight 2 hours we sat there, an hour and a half before clocking out.
He's an idiot. He's a cool dude, man. I like him.
Because you can get under his skin and he doesn't have nothing back for you?
I don't do that.
He don't talk to me.
No?
No. I come back from the street.
He's annoying, but I still talk to him.
Sitting there doing my fucking paperwork.
He does talk about some bullshit. Did he quit?
I don't know. He walked out.
I know. Well, Bernie said he walked out. Like Thursday before he left.
And he didn't
Bernie's
come to
like,
work yesterday.
Where did Huckabee go? Like, what? Oh, yeah. He just grabbed his bag and he's gone. He walked out and drove off. I was like, really? And then, yeah, the next day he wasn't there.
Well, see, there last night. He don't talk to me because I come back from the street. I'm doing my paperwork and sitting there doing my shit. And I hear him say something about fucking drivers. I threw my pen down. I'm like, all right, what about fucking drivers? And he starts mumbling some shit. I'm like, look, this is how it is. If it wasn't for us fucking drivers, you'd be at home playing with your fucking dick.
That's what he wants to do.
And he said, oh, we got to make this personal. I said, no, we don't. You're the one that made this personal by saying fucking drivers. I'm a fucking driver. Everyone in this room's a fucking driver.
Your daddy's a driver.
And he said something else.
That's their problem, man. They hire everybody's fucking kid. That's why nothing gets done there.
No.
I guess I shouldn't have said that. You're recording.
Well, it's true, though.
I know it's true.
It's true.
But
I gotta admit, man.
What he's been working.
Gotta admit, man, daddy got on his ass about something. Because we was in that one meeting. They let him start loading after the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause we set the record the week before. And we ain't set a record since. And that was the week I loaded. The whole week.
You loaded heavy as fuck.
I loaded heavy as fuck, man. Every trailer is fucking 36,000 pounds.
36 to 39. Every fucking trailer.
I think that's why they don't want me loading. I think so, man. They won't. Went away.
We definitely broke that record.
It went
we
away.
We broke whatever record they had. We broke it.
Oh, yeah. They broke because of me.
But we didn't.
Everything I loaded, Bernie, was heavy.
We didn't get no pizza heavy. Party, though. I'm kind of depressed about that one.
Ask me how many load bars I used. Yep.
Start high and work your way down.
Oh, there was a few of them that went like this. Because I hadn't freight to do it.
Yeah. If you got the freight, you got to know what you're looking and working with.
No worse than what I brought in fucking Thursday.
Oh, your Bissell bullshit?
You know what? I noticed three different people trained him to load. And he still loads like shit. My personal opinion, two of them I've seen load. One I know is going to be good, or should be good, but he's too old. He doesn't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
The other one's just young and dumb.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
The third one I've never really watched, you know, but it is what it is with him because he's tied, so, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's tied, so. He get away with whatever he want to do. But none of them showed him how to load properly yet.
Yeah.
The dude that showed me in my early 20s, Kendall, that's all this dude ever did. He went in. He was a consultant. Joe Baker was a consultant for freight companies that was going out of business. He either turned them around or he helped somebody bigger. 90% of them he helped turn around. When I was working at Aurora Fast Freight.
And it was all about changing their loading around, very much.
Making money, not losing money.
Right.
He was a consultant. That's what he did. Did this for the military. He served in Vietnam, but he did the shit for shipping. You know, everything was military style to him. You know, all your time shit was military. It was known at fucking 4 o'clock a.m. It was fucking, you know, 0400.
Yeah.
Even when he talked. You know, to drivers, this is your time. You got to be, you know, 1930. You got to be out of the door, 1930. It was none of the fucking regular time, man. It was all straight military. But the dude was good. All right, he came in with Aurora Fast Freight, and he told me you got two options. You can either sell it to a fucking other company because you're fucking union, or you can branch off and become Mid-States. I mean, he didn't give him the name, but
right.
He told him to branch off and slowly let Aurora Fast Freight go into bankruptcy. And that's what he did. And they created Mid-States. And they lasted for another fucking 10 years. But Aurora Fast Freight was dying off, man.
He probably got paid good for that shit, though, too.
I was making decent money, man. I was young.
Well, not you, but him.
Oh, yeah.
Being that consultant.
He made some money, dude.
Every place he probably stepped foot into, he fucking... Money.
Top dollar dog,
money,
dude.
Money, money.
Top dollar dog, man. And this dude, he took the time with people that was... Break in the head, you know.
Uh-huh.
Other people, you go break. But
it all depends on Willie, probably that first initial meeting of the handshake.
Well, I don't know what it was, but a buddy of mine, Willie.
That's how I am.
He's the one that got me the job. Willie and Pat, another buddy of mine, them two worked there, and they helped me get in there.
Oh.
With the Aurora Fast Freight. And then when Mid-States came, and that's when I met Joe, because they both went over to Mid-States, so I still stayed at Aurora Fast Freight. Yeah. I was like, fuck you guys. I'm staying with the union, you know?
Right.
Well, eventually I went over there.
Getting better.
Because I was getting paid the fucking same. You know what I mean? I was getting paid the same when I went over there.
Yeah.
But I learned so much fucking more. So much more about it, man. Pro numbers is what I use at Aurora Fast Freight. Joe was the one that taught me to do them pro numbers. Fuck you with them pro numbers. Because you fuck up. You fuck up. I fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can start loading shit. You just slap pro number. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck. That's like, ah, fuck. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You're like, ah, fuck it. Packing slips, man. That's how you figure the shit out, man. That's why I felt so dumb sitting up top when I finally hit me.
Oh, when we were doing that fucking life fitness bullshit.
I had a fucking brain fart because I went and got stoned. Well, I finally had all the bills in my hand burning, and I just started flipping through them. North Carolina, South Carolina, New York. No more bills. Well, fuck, it just became these. We don't need to fight us. He's going to New York, man.
Let's climb back out. After we scaled all this freight.
Was it scaling as good as I scaled that freight?
No, it wasn't no Spider-Man scaling. Bernie version.
I fucking surprised the shit out of him.
This motherfucker, he took off running and just went boop, 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 and jumped up like, what the fuck? Bernie's got skills.
That new dude's weird, man.
Which one? That John, the supervisor?
Nah, he's alright, man. I ain't really...
Are you talking about really, the other guy who came in for Velocity?
Who's that fucking...
He ain't gonna last.
Who's that one that looks like he came straight from fucking Cornerstone? Dark hair kid? The one... He's a DTD.
I don't know. I think
we're talking about the same dude.
Probably.
Kind of weird looking. Yeah. Brown hair.
Yeah.
Kind of shaggy.
Brown hair.
Dark hair. Know.
Shaggy a little bit.
Tall.
A little shaggy.
Kind of tall, skinny.
Shaggy hair a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That ain't gonna last.
You don't think so?
No.
I haven't watched him so
far. I thought old boy was going to last. But I think he got fired.
The Night Stalker?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Richard Ramirez?
No.
Richard Ramirez.
The Night Stalker.
Not him, but the one that I trained.
Oh!
I thought he was going to...
That weird fucker.
I bet you it's because he fucking sideswiped fucking Dan.
Probably. Nothing was said about it, and they Jeff was probably watching cameras.
I bet you. I don't think it was because he took all day to break that fucking trailer.
Dude, if that was the case, I'd been gone.
He kept asking me about that. He's like, is it a problem I'm taking so long? I'm like, no. And if they have a problem with it and they question you about it, just say you're doing it in a work, a safe working, you know, manner. You're doing it safely.
I think it's because he sideswiped Dan.
Probably.
I think that's
because he was trying to go fast. He wants to go fast. He wanted to go fast than everybody else.
No, he wanted to turn around and talk to me.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Trying to catch back up with you.
I seen it happen. He seen me and went like this. They turned back and was like, and then he hit Dan. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? I was like, what the fuck, dude?
No.
And he tried blaming it on the steering wheel, you know?
Yeah.
I went up and said Dan was okay.
He said the steering wheel's messing up.
And I looked at him and said, it ain't the fucking steering wheel, man. You didn't fucking was one wasn't watching. He goes, what? I was like, you can't fucking drive when you guys haven't seen. I said, you was looking forward and you turned, you looked at me. And Dan's just sitting there laughing because I snapped on him.
Hey, that vodka, it's gluten-free.
Did you try it?
No, not
here,
yet.
Yeah, it's gluten-free.
There's no carbs. I tried it.
Try some more.
I already got hammered while I was at work.
You're not hammered. Because you ain't talking about the knee knocker. So you're not hammered.
The knee knocker will hammer me later. No.
I want to hear about brew service. How far is the service away in human anatomy?
Different times of the month, but...
What do you mean different times? Was it changed like the moon?
No, it alters.
Honey, what the fuck?
Was
it get bigger or smaller?
You know, they say all that.
What the fuck is a cervix?
The vaginal canal actually is only.
Wait a minute. Now you're talking about a canal.
So, the vaginal canal from the opening
is that
the
pussy? The
cervix.
What's the pussy called?
A pussy.
That's the outside.
No.
That's the outside.
You know.
That's a vaginal canal.
Oh, that's the canal? Okay.
You only need like 4 inches. That's why most men are safe.
You only need 4 inches?
You only need,
so it's 4 inches to the cervix.
Yeah.
Oh, so I hit the cervix too. I don't feel so bad. I hit the cervix too because I'm over 4 inches.
Barely. But.
Hey, four and a quarter, man. It counts.
What the fuck just happened?
That fucking went south real fucking quick.
I wanted to know how far the cervix was away.
I told you, you can't stop thinking about it.
Because I never heard a woman ever say, I got a bruised cervix and my head's been pounding me so hard.
It happens.
That's some strength. That's getting deep.
Oh my god. Bring over here, pull the hat down. I was like, oh, fuck.
Look, she don't know what to say right now. Look at her.
Well, here she walks in, and you just, boom, laid it on her. Like, what the fuck?
Well, what did she do to me that night? He bruised my cervix. I have no gag glands. What? Well, wait, time out. Where did this go? How the fuck did this start?
I usually do not just offer up that information.
Well, you did that night.
We have a conversation going that pertains to it.
We wasn't even talking about fucking bruised cervix.
No. He brought that one up.
Oh.
I take pride in that when the doctor said, you need to tell him to lay off. Your cervix is bruised.
So what does the cervix do?
Oh, my God.
That is what keeps a baby in there.
I thought that was the womb.
It keeps the baby in there, though. That's the uterus. It keeps
so
your
the
uterus
water sack,
and everything
yeah.
up in there.
So that's what breaks?
The water sack surrounding the fetus is what
so,
breaks.
But if it's blocked out, if the baby's here and your cervix is here, it's blocked off, how's it get into the vaginal canal?
The cervix opens during birth.
Oh, it opens?
Yes, it opens.
So it's like an asshole.
Just like you. even during menstruation, the cervix opens a little bit, which is what allows the blood to come from the lining of the cervix, or lining of the uterus down through the cervix. And
so you get two holes in a pussy, man. You get the vaginal canal and the cervix, man.
Okay, we...
With no gag gland.
...bug and have her have a conversation with him.
Oh, my God.
He would really enjoy it, though, because Mrs. Bug... the one that... Mrs. Bug is
Who's
the...
Bug?
Mrs. Bug. She was the one that taught sex ed in high school. She made it fun, very fun.
Yeah, my health teacher didn't like me.
I wonder why.
So many of them
bitch
did.
Had chin hair, and I told her about it. You got chin hair. She was a black woman, man. She had chin hair, man. She would let it grow, man. It was like a little patch, but it was more like neck hair, man. It was like right here, and she would let it grow. And it bothered the piss out of me. I couldn't stand it.
Today's episode of Outdoor Renegade, we talk about sex education. Unexpectedly.
Because the schools don't teach it.
With a little bit of the X-rated version of it.
No, they teach you getting funneled by an adult's okay now. That's not sex ed.
No, that's not teaching. No, that's not sex ed.
That's what they teach.
Right there. Or it's that new Netflix thing show that's coming out. Cuties.
And it won't take it down.
It's rated M for mature audiences, but it features 11-year-old girls twerking.
Shaking their ass. Like they got something.
But it's rated M for mature audiences. Tell me that one.
No,
that's a little weird, huh?
I absolutely, this whole thing is,
it's a little funky.
Yeah.
Definitely not right. Why am I vibrating?
I don't know, man. That sounds like a personal problem.
No, it's Justin.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
It's alive.
He'll be coming out in the morning, he says.
Say sure. Tell him I said yes,
okay,
sure.
Okay, you better leave now to get here on time for the morning.
Yeah.
Just like my daughter.
Tell him we'll see him at the after party.
Really?
So you better leave now to show up in the morning. Hey, Justin, if you're listening to this episode, yeah, I'm texting back with you currently at this time.
It's bitch, boy.
10:26 p.m. on a Saturday. And, yeah, you're not here to cut with this podcast, and you just missed out on some pure gold right now. I was pissing myself laughing.
Oh, man, it's going to get me in trouble at work, man. I forgot you was recording.
It ain't gonna get you in trouble.
Yeah, it is.
No.
People, they don't like me.
Man, they don't like a lot of people, but it's okay.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't there to make friends. I'm there to make money.
Yeah. Well, if you call it money.
But.
If you call it money.
You want to talk about.
I might be going back out to the pig yard.
Huh?
Might be going back out to the rail yard.
What, Parsec?
No. Behind Parsec, UAW, driving the cars onto the fucking thing, $19 an hour started.
Who, you?
Yeah, it's on Indeed. Oh, my brother just had the interview.
Really?
I hired him, they sent him to two different fucking trucks.
Who, Frank?
No, my brother Joe.
Really?
Because of COVID, they couldn't get, he couldn't get in there.
Yeah, she Dukes a Hazzard that
over
shit.
The car. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
$19 an hour start.
Anyway, how many hours? Is it constant work?
It's fucking Monday through Friday, man. 6 to 6.
All you do is sit back there and drive cars up.
Yep.
Take them off,
them off.
Take them off the.
Drive them the parking lot.
Take
them somewhere.
Yeah. Take them off the train.
Shit. I
get stoned all day long.
Oops.
That was there, man.
Insurance.
Somebody did that.
Didn't they? Yeah, they started doing like donuts in like a hot rod car.
Yeah, like a fucking brand new vet or something came in on the reel. They pulled it out. Yeah, they got escorted off the property in handcuffs.
Yeah, but
they couldn't contain themselves.
That's something you tell your grandkids. I lost the game. Good job because of one of them vets. I'd do it again.
Going out hunting after opening day?
Hey. Talking to me,
shit. Yeah, no, I am now.
Okay.
All right, cut me all off. Fuck.
We're going down 2 days early.
Okay.
And if you want to show, you can show up on Saturday.
Okay.
We're doing a bunch of cocaine and hookers.
So he'll be down on Monday.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
I know.
I don't want to miss out on the cocaine hookers, but he will. He'll be down on Monday.
We'll be down.
Oh, you'll come down the 2 days early?
You're going to wait until
Monday
to come down?
I don't know if I'm going to be coming down.
Well, Bernie's coming down 2 days early.
Bernie may be coming down.
No, there ain't no maybe.
You're going to pay our bills.
Bernie got 11 days. Bernie done slipped.
Bernie's got 11 days. Big fucking
Bernie
deal.
Bernie better be working 14-hour days those 3 other days then.
Bernie would do that.
You got voluntold.
He would if I asked him to. He would if I asked him to. 2 days off. With cocaine and hookers.
I think I have a little bit more pull than you do. Just saying.
I just wanted to see if that knee knocker's that long that a fucking 8-ball go on and that bitch would sniff it off.
Fuck.
Ain't no other bitch touching my man's drugs, honey.
I'll pay for it all. I just want to see it happen.
Ron's going to give himself his own heart attack.
it'd be like live
pay
porn.
Pay me to do that, it'd be like live. Maybe I can afford to go down.
But you wouldn't do the coke.
No.
See, so there's no fun in that. It'd be like live porn, man. I was watching Boogie Nights last night. That's all.
Right, he was watching Boogie Nights.
He was watching...
Just kidding.
No, I'm not. I was watching Boogie Nights last night.
Yeah, he was looking at Mark Wahlberg. They called me Dirk Diggler.
Oh my God.
Rockstar. Don't do this to me. I'm a rockstar. I was like, man, this is too much coke.
Oh, Bernie, I knocked most of my fucking hunting bag out. It's all on the counter, most of it. Wasn't much in my fucking backpack. Oh, yeah.
Leave my sandwich alone. I'll save it for later.
How long was that sandwich sitting in your bag from last year?
Well, it was, what, November 20th we came home? No, November 16th probably. Because we went a week early.
And you found it, what, a month ago?
Probably. Back in June or July. It didn't smell too good.
What coloration was it? It was like green, like baby puke?
No, it was just black, man.
Oh, it was past that moldy stage.
It was in the garage all summer long.
It was past that mold stage.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was like liquid. I got some coyotes, though.
I don't even think coyotes would touch that motherfucker.
Or a catfish.
Maybe a catfish, yeah. That's good. I'll give you that one.
That's good dough bait. Yeah.
That's fucking terrible.
Oh, it was. Trust me.
It's just like
that. That's where that sandwich went.
It's just like that.
Mikey didn't like it.
Right. Mikey doesn't eat it all.
Because no. It might have been that day I offered it to him. I was like, I got two sandwiches. Maybe you want one. I don't remember if he took it or not.
It's like that container of worms I found in your backseat of your car midsummer day.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, something stinks in here. And then we pull off and he's like, he can get gas. He goes in the bay. And I'm like, what the fuck stinks in here? And I find this container, you know, a styrofoam container. I don't know what the fuck it was at first, you know, and I'm not thinking. I just pop it open. I'm like, dude, the smell just kicked my ass. And you just see these rotten worms sitting in there. I'm like, it's terrible.
Rotten worms, man, that's fertilizer.
Might as well have been. It went right in the trash.
That's good shit.
Hey, I found your worms. Oh, that's where they've been?
That's
wonder where they went. Yeah, like they crawled off.
Right. Hey, man, I did that to a girl I was dating. She didn't like it too much.
I don't even want to know.
Well, you shouldn't take me out fishing and drink with me.
I still don't want to know.
I still don't know what he's talking about.
Worm
I was
worm.
Just going to say, he showed her his nasty worm.
Wiggle worm, wiggle worm.
I did that to a girl once.
I would have pissed my pants.
Oh, okay.
Floating in water in the cooler. Because we got drunk as a motherfucker. I was in my early 20s. Matter of fact, you know, it was right here in Braywood, man, at the ropes. Getting hammered up, man. We were supposed to do some fishing.
What?
Smell that vodka?
Yeah, I smell it. It's clean.
Yeah.
Clean smell.
Actually, yeah.
What's it supposed to smell like?
Hand sanitizer? Yeah.
Well, I mean, any other vodka besides the Crystal Head.
Right.
This is.
This guy lives in Frankfurt.
Dellinger Handcrafted Frankfurt. Vodka.
He just started Frankfurt, making
Germany.
It a couple years ago.
Made in America.
Legal.
Carbon filtered, gluten free.
He actually came in and did the taste testing.
Gluten free, huh?
Today.
Yeah.
Is it a potato?
Produced and bottled by Outlaw Spirits, Clive, Iowa. Yeah. Distilled from 100% corn.
He's in the mix for. Process of coming out with
97 calories.
So,
yeah, for 1.5
let me ask you this, with corn,
ooh, that made it
how's the vodka?
Oh, when he was doing it, it sounded like the freaking duck call. Like the text message thing that you got.
Oh, like the predator?
It's, no, the duck one. Not yours, but have you ever heard it when the guy...
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was sounding like. Every time he did it, and I'm like, damn, his phone's going crazy. And then I watched him. I was like, oh.
It's clean smell.
It is very clean. Not one person made that little face.
That's clean.
I don't know.
I don't smell shit.
Yeah.
Ron ain't going to wake up for the bike run.
Yeah. Vodka, though, or, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, not one person made a
straight.
Well, I don't either. Well, of course, I didn't try it straight.
I got some pink lemonade in the cold fridge.
No, it made my head hot. It's good.
I was sweating. I literally
I just rubbed all my face in. I had baby shit on my hands.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
You rubbed your face in it.
I know I did, like, 3 times, man. I was pissed. Right here, dude, started really burning, man. I was like, oh, I didn't want to scratch it and touch it over, so I took my shirt, man. I was like... Dude, I realized, I was like, I prank cut it all over my shirt.
We were setting the fence up. He's like, grab that post and stand it up. I'm like, fuck you, I ain't touching it. It's poison ivy. Hey, little poison ivy ain't gonna hurt 2 fucking posts down. Man, what the fuck? This is covered with poison ivy. I'm like, oh, go ahead, stand it up. It ain't gonna hurt you.
You know poison ivy doesn't bite.
It does when it's leaves this fucking big.
It doesn't bite.
I'm hoping because it was dead looking, man, that it ain't contagious
the
no more.
The oil is still alive.
No, don't say that, bitch. Because that shit be all over me.
You know,
man.
You can't even burn poison ivy because
no,
you're
get your lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets in your lungs. Years ago, it was even on the news, right? That a kid died that way. They just burned a bunch of shit and he breathed it in.
So that was,
you're not supposed to do that.
To burn it, and I'm like, no.
You don't burn.
Nope.
Gasoline kills it.
So you gotta be ready when we go down November 14th.
I'm ready now. I really am. If I needed to walk into the woods tomorrow and shoot a deer, I could.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm dead serious. You think it's funny, man, but
I do.
I'm dead serious. If you play to win,
you ain't gonna shoot a deer. You said I'm guaranteed last year I'm gonna shoot a deer.
I was on video.
How many
saying that, man, you shoot this one and I let that little motherfucker go on by. What? Oh, you're packing. I thought you was laughing. I thought you was making fun of me, you know.
Yeah, where you go.
How about it, Bernie? Last year. I'll shoot anything that walks in front of me.
Well, you know what?
Motherfucker dragged nothing back.
That's when the trophiness kicked in and said, man, you ain't worth my time dragging you out. I've seen what's out there.
Yeah, so have I.
I've seen what's there, and I've seen what's on that fucking property that I'm going to fucking kill on. I might just hunt the property the whole fucking time.
Should
have
grabbed my coat.
A little chilly?
Mm-hmm. I got a little jacket put over me. There's a cobweb blanket right there. Might get a, you know, brown recluse. Might get a wolf. Never know.
Spider-Man.
White day long leg.
No, Spider-Man.
Like you got right there, you know.
Daddy third leg.
No, day long leg. I don't want to hear about no third leg.
Daddy long third leg.
No. What cabins we get?
Huh?
Is it our pick or the cabins?
No. It's the newer ones he put up, I guess, this year.
I don't
want to
hear that. I want them 3 in that fucking cul-de-sac.
No, they're brand the
two
we're getting.
Brand new. I don't give a fuck about that. I want them 3 in that little cul-de-sac so we can lock down that woods.
I'm pretty sure that's where we're going to be at.
No, I don't want to hear. I'm pretty sure, man.
Because that's where the new ones are going to be put at, or are at, that he put up last year.
That's where I want to be.
He didn't put them up. He had them fucking brought in and fucking set down.
Well, they're prefabbed, but whatever. Just, they're definitely, he says they're larger than the old ones. The ones that are currently.
I ain't worried about sleep flakes, dude.
I'm just worried about space with all the gear.
We'll be all right. You got a trailer coming.
From the pictures, though, I mean, it isn't too bad. Space-wise, anyway.
What the fuck you talking about?
Pictures lie a lot, though.
Yeah, but the
panoramic
shit.
The panorama.
I'll sleep in a motherfucking truck.
No bullshit. You're gonna sleep in the damn trailer.
Do that. Yo.
It's carpeted.
I got a heater.
Yeah. I mean, I go buy a fucking tent. I'm fucking serious, dude.
You won't sleep out there.
You don't think so?
You won't sleep out there. You don't have the sleeping bags.
I don't need no sleeping bag, dude. A tent.
He don't need no sleeping bag.
I don't need no sleeping bag. Hell no. I better not drive my bike home, huh?
No.
Hey, man. What was it, 3 weeks ago? When we rode out there and we ended up at Bobby's house?
Yeah. Oh.
I bought some bullshit for my brother. It was okay weed, but it was some bullshit. And it's the weed I'm used to. So I'm over there hit after hit after hit after hit. But I took a Norco. First time in fucking
like maybe
2 years. No, almost 2 years.
Like 3 years, maybe. 2.5.
Whatever they cut me off, the first fucking pain pill I ever took. Shit you not. Joey gave me a few and I sold them.
He just
don't know.
I sold them. He just cheeked them.
I wasn't working at the time, so I was like, fuck it, man. I ain't taking them. I don't want them. You know, but I took one.
Cause you
I
didn't
was
need really
hurting. No, I was, yeah, I didn't need them. I wasn't riding a bike, but we rode a long day that day. I was fucking hurting. So I took that pain pill when we ate at Culver's in fucking Peru.
Yeah.
So, and then I smoked at Peru. We left Peru and went to Seneca. And then we got to Seneca burning. And I said, yeah, this is here after here. I was trying to get stoned. And I looked at my boy. I was like, man, go get that good weed I sold you. So he went and got it. I did 2 hits and I was done. We got started driving down the road. We got 25 miles an hour. Man, felt like the legs was doing this, dude. It just felt like I was just fucking.
We were legit doing 10, 15 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Tops. The whole way from Seneca to Morris. I
crash. First time ever in 4 years now I've owned that bike. 3 years. First time ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had him because I wouldn't have been like this.
But he wasn't doing that.
No, I wasn't. Just in my head.
Yeah.
I had the rubber legs burn. I couldn't feel nothing from like from here down. Dude, I just couldn't feel nothing. I was like, holy fuck. I'm screaming at
him. And it didn't help that. I was like, hey, Ryan, look at this. And I was going in and out of the yellow line.
Doing this. Oh, that really fucked
he's
him.
Like, nope.
I'm going, oh, my God.
He brought his thighs in, fucking squeezed that tank. He's like, no. Fucking freaking out.
So I should have done my 25 miles an hour, man. How we go over, dude? I was so fucked up. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to crash. Just hours before, my buddy's like, man, you better not be doing 90 down these damn dark ass country roads. I was going nowhere, man.
We didn't even get like we didn't leave like we were we like, maybe half a block to one block away from leaving his buddy's house, and he forgot the cinched down his
my
front
bag came up like this, and I was like, oh man, I gotta pull over. So I pulled over. And that's when everything started kicking in. I wasn't feeling good talking to that cop, man.
Yeah, the cop pulled up. He's honest. He's like, is everything okay? He's like, yeah, my bag came up.
Yeah. The Norco was really, really kicked in, and then that weed.
What? Like, what have you heard?
I was fucked up talking to that cop, man. I got on that road, and I was burned. I was like, I let that kid
like, that's all you're going to hear is the squeaking of the chair.
I went for it to crack.
Oh, dude, I was scared, Bernie. I was, man. By the time we got to Morris, man, I felt good, man. I was all right. The high went away.
I was fucked up. Yeah, he's like, we get to 47 finally. He's like, I'm ready to ride now.
I was fucked up, man. I shouldn't have been driving. And I knew I shouldn't have been driving. And now I've only got 2 wheels. Ain't nothing protecting me.
It's like midnight.
Any other night, man. You can ask him. I'm the first one.
Oh, yeah, he's doing like 90.
And Joey's like, dude, how can you see with that headlight? I was like, what? I can see. He goes, no, man, ain't no headlight. You get behind him, but you can see side to side. It's like you're in a car on the bright side. I hate it, man. He gets behind me in that mirror, dude, I can't see. In that mirror. I like this, dude.
But now you got them yellow glasses that help a little bit.
Yeah, that does help, man. They help a lot better than the other yellows I had. I just bought shooting glasses.
Yeah.
Figured they're, I want amber is what I want.
Well, those are more like for like daytime shooting and shit. The shooting glasses.
I want amber. I had amber safety glasses, man. When my buddy Robert had,
I fucking lost the blue ones I gave you.
Yeah, forgot my fucking thing. Those are nice, too.
Yeah, right, those kangaroo pouch.
And this sweatshirt right here, they said, down 47.
Made that song too?
Yep.
I'm sure they did. Tink, 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 tink.
But I will have to admit that wasn't the worst experience I've ever had on my bike, Bernie.
Okay.
The worst experience I had, I was only doing like 10 miles an hour. And I kept telling him I had to sneeze. I got to sneeze. I couldn't sneeze. We're going down fucking, I think it was Smiley Road, wasn't it?
No, we were in Seneca. We were coming up to the stop sign before
turning. Was we in Seneca? I thought it was over here by the fucking, the power plant, the lake. I thought it was over here.
No.
In Braywood.
No.
But it, anyway, all of a sudden.
He was all over the road. But it's a good thing we came up on a stop sign, so because we were already rolling slow
and
at the time.
I was still sneezing.
And it's just.
He's just like, what's the matter? I'm sneezing.
Dude, I lost my shit.
It finally hit me, man. Oh, it wanted to come up. Thank God
it
was.
But yeah, it was probably around over here when you said you got a sneeze, but it didn't activate until we're out there.
Yeah, dude. Fuck me up. I thought I was going to dump the bike. I really did. I was scared that day, too. I was like, this is going to fuck me up. I'd ride by me, start sneezing. That's his point. But yeah, that dude blew the stop sign.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. He didn't know where he was at.
Oh, you learned more about him?
Yeah, I read the article.
Yeah, there was a group of bikers, and he was with the pack. He went around them, zoomed in front of them, blew right through a stop sign and broadside of the van.
Oh, shit.
Went over the van and he was done.
The van was...
He did have a helmet on.
In the...
You know what a helmet gives you, right?
Huh?
You know what a helmet gives you, right?
You know what the main purpose of a helmet is?
Well, to protect from brain injury.
No, to scoop up your brains.
Open no.
Casket.
Yeah.
You want to open or close casket?
Probably...
Because after 25 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, they're no good. They just keep your face from getting real rash.
That's probably what happened. If he hit that broadside and went over it.
Van was in the eastbound side going towards Joliet on the driver's side.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it was fucked up, dude.
He hit hard.
I'm driving, man.
He's going fast now, huh?
He's
got to do a little hitter, man. I said, Bernie, that motherfucker go off the road because that's a lot of smoke up there.
Jesus.
We come rolling up, and I looked over in the westbound lane. There's a body laying right there at the intersection, or just past the intersection.
He asked me, he's like, man, is that a body? I said, I don't know, dude. It ain't moving. It wasn't, dude. It was just laying there. And I was like, I don't think it's a body, man.
And then another biker come over and grabbed a blanket and laid it over. And he's like, that's a body.
That's a body. Time to turn around. We ain't leaving anytime soon.
No, nope. Wasn't stuck there.
We already seen the cop come and then the... Was it an ambulance or just a fire truck?
Probably a meat wagon.
I think it was just an ambulance.
Meat wagon.
I think it was just an ambulance that came.
It was two squads.
The coroner wouldn't have been called until they...
Right, the body wasn't going nowhere.
The
body was staying there.
The first guy showed up, he fucking kicked it sideways, come to a stop, went over, checked the van... Come back over, lifted the blanket up, and started feeling for a pulse. Then he just covered the body back up.
Yeah, that motherfucker did.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He didn't move that 15 minutes we sat there.
34-year-old from Joliet.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Have you tried DMT?
Tried what? A BLT.
DMT?
DMT sounds good.
Oh, dude, it does.
That's why I thought you said a BLT, because I almost got hungry again.
No, it's just something Joe Rogan says. Someone would tell a crazy story.
No.
And he'd be like, "Oh, that's a crazy story, man. Have you tried DMT?"
I caught that little inside. Once you put the soup away.
I mean, it was cold.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. I'd say that too if it was no. No wonder you ain't got no gag reflexes. They numb all the time. They would have to be a ticket knee knocker like that.
Oh, here we go again. Fuck. Hey, Ron.
You know what your husband wanted me to do and I wouldn't do it? He wanted me to slide my credit card between your titties.
When did I fucking say that?
Well, that's just the insert.
Right, I think
that's not a slide.
You don't leave it in there for it to work. Okay.
Oh.
slide.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I like fucking with her, man. She's cool to talk to.
Karen is awesome.
She is, not that I'm all fucked up.
Oh. Wait.
Sober.
I can't be this free tongue when I'm sober because I don't want to offend you. When I'm drunk, I can say I was drunk.
Well, if you offended me, I'd let you know you offended me.
I know you would. That's why I can say, well, I'm just drunk. Gives me an excuse, man. I ain't stupid.
Please,
she
defense.
Liked that one. She liked that. She's like, I can't get it, man. That motherfucker think like that.
It's all good fun, game.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been like an hour and 5 minutes.
She ain't as frisky as she was the other night.
Wait, what?
That night was over here talking how she was so quick with everything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, how she was so quick with the comebacks. I couldn't keep up with her the other night. Well, not the other night, but that one
night.
Months ago. Yeah.
Before the walls got up.
Right, when it was...
When it was just the floor.
When it was still cold.
I mean? Yeah. I couldn't keep up with her that night, but she had me in stitches. And now she's just like slacking, dude. What's the matter? You ain't give her enough fucking knee knot. She ain't on her game over there, man.
Oh, fuck.
And I barely know her, and I can see she ain't on her game. It ain't because she worked.
Yeah, actually.
No, it ain't because you worked. That's because you ain't getting enough
Nina. It's been a few days.
See? Oh. See? Yeah.
The Barney? Beer bottle became his finger.
Barney? You know what that means, man. She over there rubbing her head. It's like, you know, it's been a few days. That motherfucker ain't, you know, tap shit.
Knots in her hair.
Yeah, she wants knots in her hair, G.
So, Bernie's crying.
We're going to be late tomorrow morning, all right?
It is what it is, brother.
Holy fuck,
I do,
man.
Take credit card, though.
He was right. He just wanted my account information. What are we buying now, honey?
Damn.
His aren't worth anything anymore, you know?
Oh, damn. She says she exploited yours. She a Democrat.
No, he does. He does. I don't touch his credit cards.
Oh, fuck.
He touches yours?
No.
He doesn't follow your cards? Burn. You gotta follow the cards.
Just the Queen of Hearts.
Aww. That was so sweet. You found her a Queen of Hearts.
What? Ron, how much hunting years do you got left in you?
Not many, dude. I'm going to die soon.
It may be murder. Just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying.
A lot of people hate me.
Go on the record.
I wonder why.
Just saying.
So this might be your last year,
no.
Right? No? Okay.
No. But that is what I'm going to miss when I die.
You're going to miss a lot of people.
Right.
No, Bernie.
He's going to miss hunting. No,
well,
you'd be hunting
dying,
God's
go,
creatures,
wow,
man.
There was only two good things I did
titties,
in my
I'll
life,
know what
man.
It is. Ron's ghost.
That was
daughter?
Learning how to hunt and having my daughter.
You didn't hear her, did you?
No, I didn't, because I was talking. What did you say?
But after you die, one of those nights, I'll be laying there and go, wow, I just felt something slide between my titties.
That
must be Ron.
Must be Ron.
Tingling feeling that cleavage.
Dick, I don't know. I can't tell. See?
Oh, no! Wasn't long enough to hit the cervix.
No.
She wouldn't even touch that.
Oh, damn, she got an over 4-inch cervix. That's pretty good, Bernie. You got all kinds of pussy to play in.
That's canal.
Oh, yeah. You got the Olympic-sized canal. You would have to have.
Remember we were talking, the Mariana Trench?
He made it that way. He kept pushing it.
That's what he said about Justin. Pushing it. Justin, you got to have the Mariana Trench.
Because he's talking about coming to her tomorrow
night.
Oh
fucking tie now.
I said you may not even make the hunting.
I might not, man. After that motherfucker comes. Oh my god. I couldn't even inhale that cigarette, man. You let me waste 25 cents on that laugh. That hurt, man.
I didn't feel any goddamn thing.
I like you, though. I like talking to you. You're funny.
You gonna wake up tomorrow, Ron?
Yeah.
You gonna wake up?
Yeah, because I'm gonna talk getting Joey's ear about your electrician.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the deal. Wow.
I don't know.
I just want my son out of my living room.
Hey, put it this way. You got these wires and these Legos right at your attic, right there, and I sat there. My legs dangling, so I can't reach the lab. See, there she is, man.
The only thing that dangles.
She had to warm up.
That's there you go.
You asked for it, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's a competition, man. That's the battle of the wits. I like that. But anyway, I had his tester. Fuck off. And I'd hit the wire, and it'd go
like mini me.
And then I'd hit another wire right in the same way, go behind it, and no power.
Yeah.
Quit doing that bullshit. She thought because I had glaucoma, I couldn't see. You know what? I'll pull that motherfucking card out. You want to? But yeah, I don't know where your power's coming in that.
Yeah, who knows? That fucking house.
Pulls that credit card out, and Bernie's getting a new fucking Sub 1 tomorrow.
There you go.
Nah, that'll count. The good account ain't got no fucking.
What is it, a 5-year expired fucking card?
No, it don't have no good account.
What's up?
You got ice?
No, no ice. Sorry. Sure, you could drink warm liquor.
The good account ain't got no debit card.
That sucks.
I'd be happy when I die.
So, when you are done hunting, are you going to still be out in the wood?
Huh? Well, I'll still get wood.
No. Will you still be out in the wood?
You can't get wood now. What the fuck?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's a twig. What do you think I'm going out there for? I got to find a bigger branch.
So that means you're going to be the cameraman next, right?
No, fuck no.
You're going to sit up there and videotape.
Fuck no. Why would I do all that shit?
You're going to be our new cameraman.
No, yeah, I can't see.
When you retire, you'd be the cameraman. No. Dude, the camera zooms in. You can see just fine. It's got the outside LCD screen.
I'll hitters, man.
No, you'd be fine.
You got time to watch for your deer to shoot. Okay, light it in. Did you get it? Get what? I was packing a hitter, man.
Nah, the fucker's going to fall out of the tree stand again.
They're high enough that they'll just be like, shoot me. Whatever, just shoot me.
Hey, they do eat pot. They do? I shit you not. They eat pot.
A lot of animals do.
Yes. Anything green.
Did you see on Facebook that guy that killed the mouse?
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny. He's just high and taking a nap. Okay.
Hey, I had a half pug, half cocker spaniel dog. Ugliest, cutest thing you ever seen. It's all like black. A had a white face.
Yeah.
It was all black,
yeah.
With that white face.
Come on, roll.
And he laid it on a leaf.
Come on, look at roll.
I had an eighth. Kick-ass fucking eight. I left it on my Frisbee disc, golf disc. Just got done packing some hitters, and a buddy of mine wanted me to go to the store with him, so I left it out there. Dogs never touched it before. I come back, and the weed's gone. Where were you at?
Dogs
on
out.
The couch, dude, just a fucking bouncing. And my buddy goes, dude, is your dog high? And I said, fuck that little dog. Where's my weed, man? I said, what the fuck did I do with my weed? He's like, dude, you left it on the thing. I was like, are you sure? He goes, yeah. He goes, look at your dog, dude. And I'm like, fuck that dog. Because I was worried about my weed. You know what I mean? I was like, man, where'd it go? And then I realized, man, the dog's fucked up. And Bernie, that dog was just sitting there, just a fucking... He picked it up and put it on the ground. And it took a step. Not even a step, dude. That one leg came up and it sat right back down. And it started bouncing again, man. And I picked that little motherfucker up. I'm looking at its eyes, dude. I'm thinking, like, this is fucked up. Dog ate my weed, man.
You probably laughed your ass off,
dog for a year and a half. Never touched my fucking weed. Right. Ate my steak.
You left it unsupervised, man.
Same dude. I just got done cooking me one of those skirt steaks, man.
Same dude was there, and I cut it in half. He goes, dude, your dog just ate your stick. I said, what? He goes, your dog grabbed your stick. I said, get the fuck out of there. That little motherfucking bitch had a whole handful of food over there. Go eat my steak, man. Mm. That little dog, I shit you not, Bernie. I wasted 2 packages of bologna trying to get that dog to come back inside the house one day. It would listen to me in the house. I say, sit, it sit. I say, give me paw, it give me paw. The dog seen outside, it flip me the bird, dude. It literally would fuck you, and I played hell getting this dog back in. I was wanting to go, you know, and I'm fucking throwing this bologna. Let that dog get to that door right there and stop and look at me. There'd be 3 pieces of bologna. Oh, that dog just sit. Go throw another one, motherfucker. Finally, man. I left that bitch, and I looked right at her, man. She's standing there. I said, I hope it fucking rains on your black ass. And I jumped in my truck, and I left. 3 hours later, I was pouring. The first ex-wife, she looked at me. She goes, you think our dog's okay? I said, fuck that dog. I said, it's probably under the boat. She goes, you think so? I was like, it's the only dry spot the dog has. When we pulled in the driveway, I see little eyes light up under the boat. I said, see, there's the bitch right there. As soon as we open the doors, man, that dog right to the door. I'm like, oh, fuck you, dog.
You want to come in now, huh?
Yeah. That's a cool dog,
I
though, man.
Throw you my baloney now, do it.
I miss that dog. It chased up a lot of rabbits because of Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
It would go hunt with me across the street there. So when I lived on Spencer Road.
Yeah. Know?
I'd take it over there rabbit hunting with me, man. He chased up pheasants. It wasn't worth shit for listening.
Kick up some shit, though.
Grant, oh, it kicked it up. Way down there. Yeah, you thought you won't wait for me? I tried deer hunting one day, man. The dog got out on me. And I kept trying to get her to go back in. Nope, she come across the field with me and took off. I'm sitting in my tree stand. Here she comes. This sits down and looks at me. And I'm like, go home. And she just looked at me. Get out of here. The dog take off a little bit. Come back. Sit. Okay. Dumb bitch, go home. But dude, I miss that dog, man. Wife hated that dog. Sad thing is she bought it. Didn't like it. I like that dog, though.
Jesus. I'm ready to see that new bipod thing you got set up in your stand in action.
Okay, speaking of that.
Okay.
Help. He said he's trying to be back by the 1st. Okay. If he is back by the 1st, how are we going to do this? We're going to go out for that morning hunt, shoot over there, get him fixed, come back, then hit the woods again, or?
Yeah, did he say how long it'll take?
Yep.
To replace the strings, it took him maybe 20, 25 minutes.
But these are just going to be just the limbs that he's replacing. Which, I don't have. My limbs are at your house.
Well, don't you have to take the string?
But is it going to come all together?
No, just the limbs.
That's it. So he's got to put the cams on. It's going to take longer than 20 minutes.
Oh, man, that guy's good.
It's going to take longer than 20 minutes.
If we got time.
Because he's going to have to put it on the fucking thing, pull down, make sure he's got the fucking same pressure on each side of the limb.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm not doubting that he's.
So, depending on when we get out at the morning, I'll say like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll do all that shit. Especially if
10:30. Yeah. From the morning hunt.
It's going to take a little longer, 20 minutes.
We'll go out there, and depending on whenever he gets done, if he gets done, we get back in the area by 1:30.
You want something about alcohol?
That'd be give us enough time to still sneak in and get ready for that 3 to 6 o'clock time when we start seeing shit on cameras. That's only if he gets done in time and we get back in that reasonable time frame to sneak back out there.
I got a charger. I could get back in 10 minutes.
Mr. Leadfoot, how heavy is that some bitch?
Just slap your dick down there. We're all good.
Right. Just let it go. Boom. Release the rubber band. Boom! Unbuckle the strap.
I want that molasses. Where'd you get it at?
Permanently.
How much was it?
No, I got that at Dick's.
Sorry.
How much was it?
$16.
$16.
We should go to.
We need more of it.
Tractor Supply. They got some shit there.
I remember I had a ridiculous zoomer off again.
There you go. Run the calls and then come back for the party.
Well, we could do it after.
Well, I mean, depending on how long you guys plan on staying.
I just got to pick up two pairs of Caleb's jeans, probably pick them up and then go get the right size and bring them back.
He's up to a fuck 40.
Good Lord.
It's his ass. That child
he's all ass.
Ass that is like out of this world. He's got a big old butt.
Why don't you just order from, like, Walmart?
Daddy need not going the other way.
I ordered four pairs, and then he went to go leave, and I'm like, I picked up a pair of jeans, and I'm like, these are 38s, dude. I said, why did you put these on? He goes, Mom, those are the ones that wouldn't go over my butt. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're fucking 38s. I'm like, dude, I just ordered you four more pairs of 38s.
Ass is chaps.
Yeah. He's 5'6", weighs 237 pounds. He weighed 192 in January.
Then COVID hit.
Yes. Well, and he quit taking Adderall.
Oh.
Yeah, he pretty much has had maybe five Adderalls.
Well, yeah, he's been on CBD, right?
No. He quit. He's just been smoking weed.
He's just been smoking.
Yeah, which...
Sometimes that's all you need.
You know, it calms him down. I'll give you that. Him getting high every few days, or at least not even baked. He just, you know, he'll take a couple hits, whatever. It puts him on the mellow for not needing... his
bullshit.
Adderall and everything, but the weight gain thing has just been, like, amazing with him over that.
That's because he's munching up.
No, he's just not doing anything. When he got out of school,
I know.
All he's been doing
he's getting high, raiding the fridge. Then he's got to get high again.
Not
he's got to
really.
Go raid the fridge again.
No,
then he's got to get
really.
High again.
No.
Oh, trust
no.
me. I do it every other night.
Yeah, that's not him, though. I mean, he's not really that.
Huh?
It's Kim, when she pulled up, the headlights are still on.
She's still in the fucking car.
She got in that
car. Yeah, but I went out to get a beer and she's sitting in the car.
She probably is.
Listen to Too Hot.
Oh, man.
Too Hot.
Ow, fuck!
And a woman come in, she bought her shit, she walks out and she starts blaring fucking Vanilla Ice. And I'm like...
Ice, baby!
Yes,
ding,
I'm
ding,
like,
ding, 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 jam right there, man. Hey, stick your pecker in there.
Oh, it would fit.
It would fit.
It would fit.
It might. No, man. It might.
Well, you put your credit card.
That would hurt.
Stick your pinky in there.
It wouldn't fit in there, so that's, you know.
Well, just a tip.
You might have a small cervix.
Just a tip.
He might be long, but he might not have no girth.
Oh, no. He's
got
girth.
Needle dick.
Yeah, no.
Damn, at least I gave you his fucking number
no,
two.
No, he's
he gave him a number two.
He gave you a fucking 30 second.
Damn. Fucking guy. Oh, fuck. How many more beers are you going to drink there?
I don't know. I need some more weed, though.
You about done?
Why?
Oh.
You ready to take me home?
Are you ready? I'm just wondering how much... Are you going to be able to get up?
Shit. I'll wake up. I ain't got no problem with that.
What?
I said I can wake up. I ain't got no problem with that. I got something to do. I'll get up. I got something I want to do. Dude, I'll get up. I ain't never had no problem going hunting or fishing, but man, damn work. Sometimes work just don't coincide with what Ron wants to do.
We might leave the van here.
Okay.
No, I'm good. If I would have kept drinking more of that vodka, I would not have been good. But
she probably would have never left the parking lot.
I swear, out of one of them clear little cups, I filled that much vodka. So there was maybe close to 2 ounces.
Vodka.
It was like about 2 2 ounces.
Oh, bullshit.
And then I doubled the cranberry.
Jesus, Ron.
Fucking Ron.
I slammed Jesus it fan. And was fucking hammered.
It was.
Jeez.
Sorry about that. Ron's got gas.
It's my deer call.
Grunting.
Showing dominance.
You ain't dominant. Stop.
Hell yeah, I'm dominant, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't I have to have one of them? I think that'd be pretty cool because the bitch ain't gonna leave me around like no damn dog. That ain't happening.
Well, then you couldn't have a dominatrix.
No, she can do something besides that.
You have to totally be willing to do he'll whatever be, she no. fucking does.
He'll be wearing one of those gimp masks.
Gag ball.
Yep.
We'd have to go and see, you know, she might get this, you know, flip script on her.
Jesus Christ. Ron would wear a diaper.
My mom sucked a lot of titties.
I was just going to say, breast or bottle fed?
No, I was deprived of bottle. That's why I like the titty now.
Like the dick.
Oh, man.
I was allergic to milk. But I love the titty.
You're allergic to all milk?
Well, I was allergic to milk, yeah.
You still lactose intolerant?
No.
Lactose and Tanner, right?
3 years old, I dropped
out that
three.
My nephews had to drink goat's milk.
It was burning my
throat. Anything but goat's milk.
Breast milk and cow's milk would burn my throat.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, like I said, both
of them. No, they're more like,
right.
That shit.
Yes, there
right.
was.
Like I said, my nephews.
Motherfucker, I grew up, I shit in cloth diapers, motherfucker, just like you did, bitch. There was no disposable.
I had Pampers, dude.
You had no Pampers. Don't mommy pampered you. Mommy pampered you.
Oh, no. No, his mommy didn't pamper him.
You had no Pampers, man. There was cloth diapers back in the 70s. That shit didn't come out to the 80s. It's true. It didn't come out to the 80s. He
what?
He a little pamper, babe. He a little huggy.
He is loves.
He a little huggy.
I don't know what I had.
Loves, yeah.
I don't remember what I had.
Dollar store.
Probably. Hand-me-downs.
Hey, gee. Hey, there was no dollar store back then.
No,
it was
no not
Kmart.
Used. Just hand-me ones that haven't been used.
You had a blue light special. I miss Kmart, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's still around, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, they completely gone? Yeah.
Sears bought them.
No, Sears
Kmart
is gone.
Sears.
Who?
Kmart bought Sears.
Oh, Kmart bought Sears?
Yeah.
Sears is gone.
They're both gone.
The only Sears that's left is the Sears, like, appliance stores and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they still...
But the actual giant Sears stores are gone.
Montgomery Ward's is back. You can go to Montgomery Ward's online.
I mean... Maybe maybe physical Kmart, stores are gone, but maybe it's
the
online
Kmart
stores
yeah.
are.
Street, man.
Well,
everything's switching to you know online with this internet shit and everything
was.
We got.
Longest riding lawnmower my father had was a Montgomery Ward one. Man, that thing lasted
What's
forever.
He doing?
I think he said he's got to go take a shit.
Oh, Montgomery Ward sold a lot
beer.
Of good stuff.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, dude, that tractor she was talking about.
Yeah.
Her dad gave it to me. Dude, that motherfucker was bad.
At that point, it was already like 15 years old, and we had a
it had the gear system, right?
Yeah.
I'd cut the grass, go out in the street. You know, I have to back up. I'd throw that motherfucker in drive. Fucking lift the tires up this high off the fucking ground.
Wasn't that the one that Steve Harris...
Oh, fuck, we're on an hour and 30 minutes.
It
this is fucking bullshit.
And he took it and welded it back. It still ran.
You think I should end this?
We didn't really talk about fucking hunting.
No, it was more like...
Oh, you want to talk about hunting?
It was more like TED Talk with fucking...
All right, let's talk about hunting. You going to shoot fucking Bambi's little baby?
Oh, did you see the one on 53?
You going to shoot something besides a little fucking
you see
spike?
The 53?
It all depends.
There was a fawn
you guys going to fucking...
Oh, fuck!
There was a fawn dead on the side of 53.
You guys are going to concentrate on they don't grow if you don't let them go?
No shit.
Anything that walks by.
Well, what's the max length on antler that you can shoot and you can still tag as a doe? What
3 inches.
3 inches?
3 inches.
If it's brown as
dough. But it's got to be a spike.
Oh, that's fine.
It's got to be a spike to be considered a doe. 3 inches and under.
I could go
somewhere. Ashley, down, but I'll let it go. two and 15 sixteenths.
So is he really a doe?
It can't hit 3 inches in the state of Illinois. And fuck off and fuck you, and I'll even respond.
Which you just did.
No, I did. We're going to start with fuck you.
You acknowledged so. It.
Are you going to shoot something down there? You going to shoot something this year?
If I see a doe, yeah. If I see a nice buck, yeah. I've seen what's down there, man. When I seen that fucking 14 with the fucking drop time, I can't shoot.
All that first year you went out there?
I can't shoot nothing smaller than what I seen.
How many bears?
I can't. I'm not wasting my time dragging that son of a bitch all the way out. I'm not. A doe, I'll do that with a doe because that's just freezer meat. But
I mean, it's all freezer meat.
Because I'm going to go to Marcel's. There's big deer out there.
Yeah, we got to do Marcel's. Try that out, huh?
Bernie spots doe only. I'm not going to, unless it's a little fucking button buck. I'm going to take them out no matter what.
Yeah.
I believe once a button, always a button.
Sometimes.
Once a spike, always a spike. That's just
depending on the size, yeah. Sometimes.
That's just how I grew up being taught.
That's how we grew up.
That's how I grew up being taught, you know.
Once a button, always a button.
Yeah. Don't knock it till you try it.
I ain't trying that.
You never know. It might get bigger the more you play with it.
I wonder where Don's gonna go when we go down.
I was gonna say, what's up, Kendall? How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Where do you think Don's gonna go? Do you think he's gonna like venture off just 100 yards away from the road and pop up?
I think so. My opinion. I don't see him walking too far. And that's not because he's not a true hunter.
It's not being mean. It's not being mean or nothing.
It's his size, and he smokes like I do.
He probably smokes more than you.
He's triple of me. He's a big boy. He got bigger since Parsa.
Yeah.
This last time I seen him. And I think he's got like fucking, ain't he like 55?
He's going to have more year on you, yeah.
I think he's older. He's two older than me.
I thought he was like close to 55.
No. He's making Don real old.
Well, that would be too old. That'd be born mid-60s.
Fuck, I'll be 32 Thursday.
You're still a young kid.
So fucking young.
Shut up.
You are.
Shut up. But I have an old soul.
But, yeah. I mean, yeah, no, I don't see Don walking too far. I'd like to put Don on a spot if he'd listen to me. I know he'd get a deer.
Oh, yeah.
I know he would. And he wouldn't have to go too far and be a nice easy track for him.
I mean, even
because it's right where I want to go too.
Even if he went towards the pines,
if Bernie didn't mind, we should put that double man that you got in that area.
Which one?
Just whatever double man you got.
I got two of them.
Well, then just one of them. It don't matter.
One's going out on the property. One's going out on his property when we get out there.
Well, that I don't care as long as you put one where I say to put one. No, I'm gonna guarantee you, you're gonna get deer. And it ain't far from the road. As soon as you come out of the fucking trees, you got the fucking church down here, mm-hmm. where you picked me and Mikey up that day. You come up north to that, the field cuts in.
Yeah.
It comes all that fucking grass like out there at your spot. And then you get the tree line right there. Well, you hunker it up back in the tree line and you get them as they come up to feed. It's an afternoon spot. I guarantee you're gonna get a doe. Guarantee you get a doe. But you might get lucky and get that fucking buck.
Coming out sniffing that doe. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, just coming out to eat.
Well, that and
remember, three things, man. Food, water, shelter. Water. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're also going down prime hunt.
And if you actually go, you go down where I was at last year, you guys get a buck. Because they're going to come down to that water. They're going to come out of that fucking ravines and come down to that water.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to drink because they've been chasing doe all day.
So you would say that'd be an afternoon spot then?
That'd be an all day spot.
An all day spot?
It's an all day spot. Anywhere in that creek, man.
Yeah.
It's like when I go down that creek, I went off, my street stand was there, and I put Mikey over there, and that's where he found that fucking trail. Well, this year I'm gonna go around. I'm gonna get more into the fucking where it starts to fucking two hills come in, so I can cover both tops. And there's that crook still going to run right through it.
You hope so.
Oh, I know so. No, I know so. Coming in the other way, man, what me and Mike seen, I know where I'm going.
Well, hopefully.
I did that last year.
Well, hopefully, regardless what it is, we're all walking out.
Because there's a nice little spot, man, where you guys just sit inside the fucking hill. And be out of fucking complete wind. You would have no fucking scent going nowhere. It would just be dead. That's how far it goes in there. That me and Mike found last year.
Oh, kind of like a little cavern almost, mm-hmm. like half cavern?
I thought it was a cave at first, man. We walked up and explored it. And it probably goes in from me to you.
Oh, that ain't bad.
No, it ain't. You know, it might be just above you, you know.
Right.
But it's not blocked the wind. That's why you guys got cold last year, man. Up there, at top, yeah. All that wind. You get down there, dude. It wasn't really cold.
Well, no,
I'm just saying, you guys got hit with more winds, what I meant. But yeah, you get down in that little fucking ravine, man. The wind starts to shift, and you don't feel it all the time. Where you're up top, it's just constantly coming out of the north.
Yeah.
You get down that ravine, it might come out of north for a little bit, and all of a sudden it's coming out of the west, and it come out of the east. It just swirls down there in the fucking ravines. So your shit stays. And if you're top and shooting down, it's even better. Because you're just staying up here. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
You know what I did? An inflatable man flailing arm thing.
Well, you got to go high in the air, man. Your wind's like this, man. Your forefinger. You got your down.
Two in the peak, one in the stink.
You want to stay above your prevailing. These two are going to get you busted each time. Your prevailing winds, it's going to stop at like 15 to 20 feet.
I found your Primos control freak.
Where?
Online.
You can buy a spray.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll see it when I fucking get it. I'll fucking flush all that downwind crap away.
Right.
Well, that dead down, I like dead downwind. That shit's crap. But it's better than Hunter's Specialties or the fucking other fucking shit.
Well, that Code Red is pretty good, too. That Code Red fucking Blue.
Bullshit.
That's good shit.
Tinks. Tink 69 is all you need. And get the one that makes sure it says 100% natural. Don't get the synthetic.
Did you see that behind you? It's purdy.
From a seed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I got a little green thumb.
I plant things, they die.
Stay away from it.
Right? Either that or they get way bigger than they're supposed to. Mm. One of the two. There's like no in between.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Right. I planted it. Look.
It's too pretty.
It got way bigger than it was.
Yeah, don't make it no more.
Fuck you, I just seen it the other day. I just gotta find it.
You're smoking meth.
What do you want, Amazon?
eBay.
Drinking moonshine. That's the best shit that was ever fucking made.
Moonshine?
No. Freak Sun Control, Freak. Freak Sun Control, whatever it was, at Primo's. Sun Control.
Go back.
That's like them stupid motherfuckers who think they could buy that ozone thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Ozonics?
That's
a bunch of bullshit. Somebody's getting $300 a pop from you dumb motherfuckers are buying that.
Well, they got shampoo and conditioner.
How much is it?
Dryer sheets.
$13.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Did you find it?
Yeah, it used to be $9.99.
Let me see.
Motherfucker, you said they didn't even.
Oh, yeah.
So how much do you know it was?
Okay, I used to pay for it for years. $9.99. eBay, huh? I'm going to have to go on eBay. Send that to me. I'm going to have to buy some of that shit. Fuck that downwind. Shit fucking sucks.
Well, they also got the shampoo and conditioner. 12-ounce bottle, $10.
Where?
Amazon
has it, huh? Coming back. That's the fucking shit.
They got the dryer sheets.
I ain't seen that Bass Pro Shop. They ain't got no Gainer Mountain no
I
more. There ain't no
it.
More Cabela's.
Yeah, there's dryer sheets, 860.
That's the shit, Bernie.
That shampoo combo.
Ain't no deer going to see
20
you.
Bucks.
Yeah, the most predominant one I see is that keeps popping up is that Dead Downwind.
That's like I was watching that fucking Ozonix fucking infomercial they had. And they had the gall to sit there and say, I shot this deer. Oh, I can't see the price all blurry. It looked like $500.
You missed a great conversation. Like for like the first hour and 5 minutes.
But so I watched this infomercial about it, man. And they got the camera view of this deer, yeah. Kendall, but they didn't show nobody else. They didn't turn the camera, show a hunter.
No.
They just had the camera straight out at this deer. And you could watch the deer breathe. It was a cold day, and you could see all the carbon come out and the wind blowing. And they're like, yeah, with the Ozonix, you could be right downwind from them, and they won't smell you. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't out hunting. You're showing a video of a camera in a fucking blind.
Well, that's what this industry has become now.
It's a bunch of gimmicks.
It's competitive gimmicks.
Damn right, a bunch of bullshit.
It's all
you need is Tink 69, and a lot of it. If all that deer smells that fucking pissy pussy juice, man, boy, that's it.
Pissy pussy juice.
That's what this old man that taught me how to fucking skin and fucking chop up the deer used to call it, pissy pussy juice. He used to put shit on him and sit in the tree stand. Wouldn't do no other scent, Bernie. He'd put his fucking clothes in bags of leaves, and that was it. Yeah. That was it. And then when he'd get it out, man, he'd just fucking, like, he was sprayed holy water. He'd lay his fucking shit out, just fucking take that fucking bottle of deer piss and put it all over it. And then he'd put out his scent bombs.
Wow.
All you'd smell was fucking deer piss.
Would you take a tampon out there and hang it
in
the tree?
Shot bucks. Every year you shot bucks.
Would you take a tampon out there and stick it in the tree?
No. That bullshit tampon.
Would you piss in a scrape?
I wouldn't piss in no scrape either.
There was,
I'd piss in a scrape by your tree stand so they wouldn't go to your area but come to mine.
There was a,
I'd definitely do that.
Very highfalutin female hunter. She got kicked out of the fucking industry because that's what she did on her menstrual cycle.
It ain't gonna work. Different hormones. Sorry to say, it's different hormones. It is. Even in piss.
Mm-hmm.
Even in piss.
Comes down to a science.
Yeah. Comes down to the smell that they can smell a million times better than your dog.
So next year, after season, we're going to dim three trees.
Yeah.
In my area, we're going to build an elevated platform.
We should definitely build something for sure. Get it higher than a tree stand. Like how high your tree stand is now, get it a little bit higher than that. And yeah.
You want to go at least 20 foot, man. At least.
Be a nice little.
You see me? Push that motherfucker up more. That ladder stand.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck you and that goddamn ladder stand.
That thing was a bitch.
That bitch was like this. Straight up and down.
You ain't done yet? No, you're over there playing in fucking with wood. The fuck? Me and Kendall's are putting the fucking thing together.
You done yet?
You guys had the easy part, man. I had physical fucking labor.
If you would have put that together, it would have been put together wrong. Good thing
that's okay. I still would have put the motherfucker in a tree. I still felt safe. I've been stoned.
He's riding a bike. Oh, wait.
Ladder comes up this way. First section comes up this way. Second section, straight side. Up,
three
over, up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I watch Three Stooges every morning I come home. Come home from work, so I turn on IFC. Three Stooges is playing.
I
yep.
Like Three Stooges. Because pretty soon they're not going to allow it on there.
Probably not.
It's going to offend somebody.
Dude, I seen some of this shit. I'm like, whoa, wow.
It's going to offend somebody. That's sad that this country's coming like that.
You know, going with that. The biggest racial fucking show out there was fucking Archie Bunker.
All the Family.
No.
Yeah.
For that time,
yes. Motherfucker coming out in fucking painted face and shit doing a fucking minstrel show.
They did that all the time, man. face. Well, ain't nobody oppressed in America.
Well,
nobody. You got the same opportunities.
Then he's calling his fucking son-in-law fucking meathead.
Well, that's just because you're dead from the
neck up.
That's all. You know. That's good quotes.
Good quotes.
It is. I mean, think about what's on TV nowadays, man. Bunch of fucking crap.
Yeah.
You're a bunch of
You know what started it? 16 and Pregnant.
No.
On MTV, when MTV took away all the music videos.
No.
Yeah.
What started it was all the damn hippies that got voted in the fucking office. That's what started it. When Nancy Pelosi decided to run.
Ron, you're the same age as me.
I'm younger, but thank you.
Jesus
Christ. I'll kick you right in the dick.
No, we had to clarify that. You said I'm the same age as you. I had to clarify I am younger.
Same era. Time.
Same era.
Same time.
Same era.
Okay. Thank God. Thank God for that.
I forgot where I was going with that. You're a fucking prick.
Because you ain't got the hair like Aunt Me to go with a man bun. It wouldn't look good on us, Bernie.
You'd never see me with a fucking man bun.
I don't call him that. I call him douche nuts.
I seen a picture of Ryan with long hair.
My first love, Mary Jo.
Calls him handles.
When I first loved Mary Jo, we got the little fucking, it was Pollock's Pole for years. Sideliners now, right there. 1948. What happened in 1948?
Disposable diapers came out.
No, I was in cloth. That's my mom.
Johnson & Johnson came out.
I don't give a fuck about Johnson & Johnson. Ms. Brazier put a little iron brazier motherfucking cloth diapers in the pens.
The Karen in me.
I got pictures to prove it. Maybe that's because I was a hillbilly.
Probably.
cloth diapers so she can turn him around when he shits himself. He's got the streak going.
Maybe. Yeah. I was raised a hillbilly. Thank God for that.
Your mom just wanted to kill you because formula actually came out in 1865.
There ain't no damn fire. That was ghost milk.
That's what my nephew said to drink. I'll give you that one.
Nah. Hey, man. I told my sister.
Didn't want you supper.
When she first got with her husband, which is a Mexican. I like the dude. He's a good guy. I love him. But she had tacos. She's putting the cheese on there. And I said, you know what they call that Chihuahua cheese, don't you? She goes, well, that's the name of the style of the cheese. I said, no, it's from dog's milk. She's like, start so
picking it off.
Dude, my sister, so gullible.
Is that the one I met? Moved in that nice house?
Hell, I got one. Yeah.
Okay, one I met then, yeah.
I could tell her sky's pink and she'll really go outside and look. It's not pink! Yeah, no shit, sis. I used to tell my mom all the time, you got the dumb baby. See, I switched her birth, mom. Oh, what the fuck's the matter with her? But my daddy's eyes, she couldn't do nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Daddy's eyes. We got beat and she got praised. Oh, it's okay. Let her do what she needs to do. That's what's the matter in this world today. Bring two new fucking parents said that.
Oh, I know what I was getting at.
Oh, it finally came back.
Yes. You know, we grew up in the same era. Okay? Yes, we were there when... We were there when MTV first fucking debuted.
1981, I think it was. 82. Google it.
Google it.
Everything else.
Hey, Jamie, Google it.
But MTV no more.
That was ridiculousness.
1981.
Yeah, now it is. It's all ridiculousness.
That's all it is. That dude must have sucked a lot of cock.
It's not even music videos anymore. It's not Dear Dick. MTV.
No. You got to go to MTV 2 to see videos.
You barely get that anymore nowadays.
Really?
Yeah. You get the reality shows.
The only good thing MTV ever had was Headbangers Ball.
Oh, I remember that shit.
Headbangers Ball.
Friday night at midnight.
That and you got some Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
That was too old for that bullshit.
I loved it.
So, Barney's getting us 2 days. So, because we got to put up tree stands. A.K.A. Coke and Hookers.
Still on that.
She's going to kick him right in his coke and hooker nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Never said the coke was for us.
Doesn't matter.
What the hookers that got nothing to do with it? They gotta make a living.
I can round them, they won't be living, so it's
okay. That's why you can't come till Monday.
They touch my man, they won't be living.
No. You just go sniff coke off his fucking
ass. Nope. And I don't know why you're laughing. Nope.
Your brother's gonna die tonight.
I can't wait till tomorrow I get all fucked up.
Something more is gonna hurt.
But it's live porn. I've never seen live porn. It's always been on the phone.
I got it on the phone. You want to see it?
No, it's not the same as live porn. It might say live on it, but that's pre-recorded.
No, I meant like self videos, but you know.
What the fuck?
What about what?
Bucky Larson came to mind. I heard thumb up the ass, and I just thought of Bucky Larson. So.
Where's Bucky Larson?
You gotta watch that show.
What show is that?
Bucky Larson becomes a star.
Yeah.
Oh, that's with that gay guy, huh?
No, he's not gay.
No, not that one.
Nick Swarson.
No.
He's gay. Every motherfucking movie he played in, he was a fucking gay actor. You talking about the dude that played in Adam Sandler's fucking We Not Pronounce Chuck and Larry.
He was the
He was a gay guy in that movie. Well, he's a gay guy in life.
He's
had agoraphobia.
Always playing a gay guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's the name of that movie?
I'm not somophobic.
That's Adam Sandler movie.
What the fuck is homophobic?
What are they called? Trump. No, not homophobic. They don't call him that. They call him xenophobic.
Xenophobic?
Whatever they call Trump now.
It's a new one every month.
Yeah.
Well, that's been it for this show tonight.
I think we've hit on every important subject.
No, we did.
Well, whose fault is that?
You went on that.
I was
trying to talk about coke and hookers the whole fucking time.
Yeah, that was that.
Coke
was
and hookers and knee knockers, right?
Yeah,
I shouldn't have brought up credit cards or anything.
No, now you want me to slide it up your ass cheeks.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay. Now we've moved from north to south. Okay.
We got to.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean,
it's getting colder out. We gotta go from north to south.
There's definitely one important thing I gotta say. It's that the Outdoor Renegade myself has teamed up with Beyond Hunt, a clothing brand company, and become an ambassador for them. Check them out. They got some pretty awesome shirts, sweatshirts, hats. Use promo code BH15 for 15% off, and 10% of net profits go to the Wounded Warriors Project. So give them a check out, you know, and buy something. Help out the Wounded Warriors Project, you know. Good shit.
Don't piss in your scrapes.
That too.
Did you want to mention there's possibly going to be some video coming from our hunts?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be videos. Bernie's got a sweet little camera bipod ready to set up.
And his wife's going to videotape it.
Oh, hunting?
No, cocaine and hookers.
Oh, Jesus, here we go again.
I will definitely, like I said, I'll come down for the cocaine and hookers.
She's involved now.
I will. Oh, so
you got the knee knockers?
I love titties. I will. Them hookers better watch out. I'll play with their titties, but he ain't touching them.
You know?
So Bernie can't go. Okay.
No, let's
all right, this has been a fantastic episode. Right. to be continued. Everybody have a good night.